And so the whole goal with the Margaret Street project was twofold. One, replace the failing infrastructure. Primary, first and foremost, that is the goal. And that was really where we started and why we started this. Over the last several years, we've seen an increase of infrastructure failures on Margaret Street. One just happened early this year, which shut three or four businesses down for 3 days. And that's just not something that we want, and it's not something that we need.
Be sure to subscribe to this podcast and leave us a great review wherever you can do that. This is The Beau Knows Who is Changing the World, the podcast that features those that have a passion and a purpose for changing the way things are. We talk entrepreneurship, branding, coaching, and any aspect of passion, purpose, mindset, and positivity. Have you ever wished that your town and your city would get along, and they've had differences, and it's always like mine's better, yours is better, this is that, whatever. Well, it happens. It happens that they can mutually cooperate and make things better for the entire region. And in that vein today, that's the topic of today's podcast. The town of Plattsburgh, New York, and the city of Plattsburgh, New York, have made great strides in coming together and working things out for the betterment of the region, the Clinton County region, just the entire upstate New York. And I'm sure this is resonating even over into Vermont. I'm sure the whole concept of what you guys are doing. I have Town Supervisor of Plattsburgh, Michael Cashman, and the Mayor of the City of Plattsburgh, Chris Rosenquist. You have a great name, Chris. I love it. It's just good stuff. Right. Welcome, guys. And I'll start with Chris, actually. I've been reading about this downtown revitalization initiative, and that is something that is on the minds of everybody, including my brother, who is a pressman at the Press Republican. And how is that proceeding? That happened a little while ago. How's that going so far?
Yeah, so I still hold the check, the original check that former Governor Cuomo came and presented to the city of Plattsburgh on the stage of the Strand Theater. It was a very exciting time for the city of Plattsburgh to receive $10 million to invest in our downtown. That was 6 years ago now. I believe it was 2016 when we received that check. The overall benefit of that project was $10 million to our downtown, $6 million of which went into projects like storefront facade improvements, an arts park, Riverwalk that we're starting to work on now, second floor apartment renovations. And it does get overshadowed by the prime development, understandable. But at this point, we are pressing forward with a number of these really transformational community projects for the city, and we'll continue to do that. And I believe that the DRI created a lot of momentum for downtown and for the city of Plattsburgh to tuck into other projects like the Harborside Master Plan, the Comprehensive Master Plan, the Margaret Street Project, things that people really want to see progress in the city of Plattsburgh. And we are jealous, and we do look at the town as an inspiration because what they do very well is they create plans, but more importantly, they implement those plans. And that's something that the city of Plattsburgh, I feel, we're starting to get there, not quite there yet, but we certainly are starting to turn the page on that kind of mentality. And I think the DRI started a lot of that.
That's awesome. Mike, how would you comment on that? Because I've been reading and I've been doing a little research before we spoke about how well you implement things. And we were talking just before we started recording here about you're talking about square footage and implementation of things. How does all that plus the DRI fit into the town of Plattsburgh's plan?
Sure. So the town of Plattsburgh, you know, a fun little fact was the town was founded in 1785 and the city in 1902. Yeah. So we're kind of like the big brother, but you know, we're among the same family, and we want good things for the city of Plattsburgh. So very happy that the city got the DRI. The town of Plattsburgh has a legacy of planning. And what I like to say is that we plan the work and then we work the plan. And you know, we've adopted a smart growth plan for our town center. We've been working on a $24 million water capital plan. Mm-hmm. We've been very strategically focused in our investments that the state has made, and then also some of the businesses in the area. Put it in perspective, last year, during the second year of a global pandemic, we saw about 200,000 square feet of new build in the town. In the first quarter alone, we've approved over 330,000 square feet of new build. So obviously that, you know, that needs to still be built out this year, but it's been approved, it's moving forward. And I would dare say that when the town and the city do well, the entire North Country does well, because we are the economic hub of this section of the North Country.
That's so. Right. And I would dare say that downtown Plattsburgh, the city of Plattsburgh, and I go up there. I mean, I'm from Plattsburgh. I graduated Beekmantown in 77, so I have serious ties. I grew up on the Wallace Hill Road, actually, just so you know. And I go to the fireworks every year, downtown Plattsburgh. I mean, that's an attraction. The downtown is the attraction for the town and the entire county, and I would dare say Vermont as well again. I'd like to come over and just enjoy that. So with regards to that, and Chris, you mentioned one of the projects was Margaret Street, you said? Margaret Street project? Mm-hmm. There's been some, and I've heard controversy from my own circles about one-way or two-way. I mean, I'm drilling down deep here a little bit, but is there any particular plans in that direction yet?
Yeah, I think Cashman mentioned the city was incorporated from a village in 1902, 1903, and that's when Margaret Street was built.
Ah, okay.
So we're working on original infrastructure from the city's birth that we need to replace, and that's really the primary concern that I'm focused on in the city of Plattsburgh is replacing that infrastructure, especially in the downtown and our downtown hub that services thousands of residents, hundreds of business, thousands of employees. That, you know, unplanned, if there were a catastrophe and a catastrophic failure of that infrastructure, it would put downtown out of business for about 3 months, unplanned. And so the whole goal with the Margaret Street project was twofold. One, replace the failing infrastructure. Primary, first and foremost, that is the goal. And that was really where we started and why we started this. Over the last several years, we've seen an increase of infrastructure failures on Margaret Street. One just happened early spring or early this year, which shut three or four businesses down for 3 days. And that's just not something that we want. And it's not something that we need. As I said from the beginning, Margaret Street, if the community wanted to build Margaret Street back, same dimensions, brick by brick, feel free to do that. That's not my primary concern. But when it came down to it, we felt, hey, why don't we build back better? If I could use that and figure out a way to gain more access to businesses, make our streets ADA compliant, and implement a complete streets plan for our downtown, and also connect SUNY to downtown through Court Street and Brinkerhoff. And that's really the overarching goal of this project. Unfortunately, it does get overshadowed by 300 feet of a one-way, converting Margaret Street back into 300 feet. A 300 feet section of Margaret Street into a one way to alleviate what we saw in our studies as an increase of pinch traffic that impedes traffic flow through downtown.
Right.
So that's, you know, unfortunately that overshadows the fantastic work that the consultants did, the voice of the community that did participate and came out and voted on their preferred plans. But at the end of the day, it's Margaret Street will be built in accordance to the plan. We did make some adjustments for future consideration. At the end of the day, we are looking at a 2-year project to improve downtown and improve Margaret Street and then interconnectivity with SUNY.
Wow. I went to SUNY for like 2-3 years. That connecting them and making everything one like that would be pretty awesome, wouldn't it? I mean, just and there's been some talk, and I don't want to. I'm not being negative here, but I keep hearing things about, well, we're going to make it like Church Street in Burlington or something, and it's like, no, I don't think so. Would you have a comment on that?
Well, we're not, and that's something that we actually considered when people took the first survey of that project. They said, hey, can we turn this into like a church, a pedestrian mall? And we took a look at it. Unfortunately, no, we can't. The infrastructure, it's not big enough. The infrastructure with the side streets going into Margaret Street didn't support it. We do have a plan later on this year to have an arts festival in that area, and we'll probably close off a section of Margaret Street for pedestrian use only. But at the end of the day, it wasn't a permanent infrastructure change that we could support. because there is just no infrastructure. The streets didn't support, it didn't provide enough room to close off Market Street as a pedestrian mall, unfortunately.
Okay. I just wanted to address that because I had some people asking me that.
Sure.
Mr. Cashman, with regards to the town of Plattsburgh, how would you say that infrastructure improvements and just improvements in the way the town is doing things and expanding, how does that benefit the city? And I think I know your answer, but I'd like to hear your take on it.
Sure. I mean, we're all integrated here in the North Country, right? You know, our success is dependent on everyone else's success. Let me take our water infrastructure, for example. We've been hyper-focused on that, and I like to say it's about three things. Health and safety as one unit, sustainability as another, and then economic development. You know, when you don't have good water, for example, and we're a regional water supplier. We supply water to parts of Beekmantown and parts of Schuyler Falls, and then the city and the town have a model where we can provide water to each other in emergency situations, which is just as critical. As well, you know, people are moving to locations where there are strong utilities and services and infrastructure. And the backbone to local government in particular is infrastructure, good roads, good water supply, in addition to low property taxes, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm not from Plattsburgh originally. I grew up in Cape Cod. And, you know, you could go to some of the orchards and some of the other communities, take Rolf's, and you could ask a visitor, hey, where are you right now? People would be like, oh, Plattsburgh, because people identify Plattsburgh as a regional kind of identity. So it's incumbent upon Chris and I to promote the greater Plattsburgh region as a destination. Sure. So we have 1,000 hotel bedrooms in the town of Plattsburgh. But a lot of times they're coming to the city of Plattsburgh, like you said, to get down to the fireworks or go to the Battle of Plattsburgh events. So we have to find this opportunity to support and cross-pollinate, not necessarily compete, but find ways to support one another and still have our own identity, but also promote a greater regional.
I love that idea of promoting Plattsburgh as one entity, not just town or city. You just described what I do. I mean, I stay in a hotel up on Route 9 somewhere by that big restaurant that we met in that one time on Route 3 right off exit 37. And I go down to the city and all that. That's perfect. I love that. I love that answer. And now you continue in the town to have a lot of industries just wanting to come there, I'm thinking, right? Is that how that's working?
We do, you know, and again, we've carved out our regional identity as a manufacturing space hub cluster for aerospace transportation. Yeah. But the city of Plattsburgh has, you know, some of those as well. And again, all boats rise with the tide. So we continue to promote this place as a great place to live, work, play, and invest and reinvest. We're also seeing a number of companies reinvesting or changing hands into the second or third generation as well, which is really exciting.
That's nice. How would you, I'm going to talk with Chris on this one first, and then I'll get Mike's take on it. The Canadian influence on that. The borders just recently got a lot better, right? I mean, what's the exact status right of today, Chris? What is that?
Yeah, so when the border fully reopened, which didn't require testing to cross the border, that was April 1st. Okay. I will say my love going to Montreal. I have a Nexus card, and I would encourage anybody to get a Nexus card or an enhanced ID to be able to cross back and forth freely. April 2nd, I went up just to experience what the border crossing was like. There was no difference between me going up on April 2nd of 2022 than there was of me going up sometime in 2019 or before the whole pandemic started. It was just as seamless, just as neat. No problems at all. And we're starting to see a greater influx of Canadian license plates for certain coming down through. You can drive up Route 3 right now or Cornelia Street or hang out downtown and see Canadian plates come through and hear our Quebecois folks speaking their native language downtown, which we really, really like. How we measure the success of that primarily for the city of Plattsburgh Not only just the visual cues of increased license plates, but we also measure it through sales tax numbers. Yes. This first quarter, we saw an increase of over $300,000 of what was budgeted for sales tax, which is a good increase for the city of Plattsburgh. Mm-hmm. And what we're seeing throughout the county is that increased sales tax number. That's really the benefit economically. Culturally, the benefit is that cultural exchange. These are our friends, yes, family members, people who do business, people who have boats, people who do commerce in the city of Plattsburgh in the region. And that's something that we have missed over the last several years, mm-hmm, last couple of years. It definitely felt like several years, but certainly the last couple of years, sure. Not having these folks in our community, integrated in our community, seeing their family that lives here, seeing their friends that live here. So as much as the economic impact is important, that cultural exchange is also as critical to this region.
Chris, do you speak French?
A little bit.
Parlez-vous français, monsieur?
Enough. Enough.
Michael, what's your take on that? Having the Canadian border wide open again has got to be great for the town of Plattsburgh.
It is, on a couple of different levels. Again, the hotels. A lot of our Canadians friends are coming down for day trips, but many of them use Plattsburgh as a jump off point. You know, they spend some time here at the hotels, they eat in our restaurants, they shop locally, but then maybe they go to Lake Placid or they, enjoy other parts of the Adirondack coast. When the border fully opened, I've always done this. I've always approached people, no matter what license plate, if they're out of town, say, hey, just what brings you into town? I love engaging in those conversations. And there was this woman that said, it had just been so long, we missed Plattsburgh. We didn't come here for any particular shop, any particular restaurant. We just missed Plattsburgh. And she pointed to the water tower that we have that we put Benvenue on as this, constant reminder that they're welcome, they're friends, they're family, they're doing business here. And of a county of about 80,000 people, we have a significant percentage of people that work for Canadian businesses. Their North American headquarters are here, like Novabus. And Governor Hochul was just in town celebrating that fact because it's a leading industry, not just for Plattsburgh or Clinton County or the North Country. It is for the state in the United States.
So speaking of that, let's expand a bit. How many would you say Canadian businesses have offices or headquarters in the town of Plattsburgh?
So we've got, they just seem to grow, honestly. I mean, at one point, and it sounds like a very high number, so I may be dialing it up a little bit, but not by much. Within the county itself, I think, Chris, back me up here, it's about 15% or so of the workforce in Clinton County works for a business that is Canadian or supports the Canadian businesses within the supply chain. That's significant.
Wow. Yeah.
And that's about accurate. And again, when we talk about opening the border and having that free exchange of traffic, that does impact our Canadian businesses, our Canadian building owners. We do have Canadian property owners that have housing down here, not only their own personal housing, but they have rental properties in the city of Plattsburgh, in the town of Plattsburgh. They have boats that, they do commerce down here. They employ a significant amount of people and create a large workforce for the region, for the greater Plattsburgh region. And it's not only just those folks that operate their businesses in the town of Plattsburgh, but also in the city of Plattsburgh as well. And Supervisor Cashman is accurate. We have a large percent of employed people in the city and in the town and the region who do work for Canadian businesses. And again, that, us being a border community, it's critical to maintain that economic and the cultural exchange.
Chris, beyond the DRI, are there any more initiatives within the city that you're looking to improve upon, during your tenure as mayor?
Yes. Like I said, I think the thing that we look up to is how the town engages with their planning. And not only that, but the implementation of those plans for the city of Plattsburgh. Last year, we initiated a number of large-scale citywide projects. The bike path plan, which we want to improve on our biking infrastructure for a number of reasons. One is the safety of using bikes in the city. We are starting to see people trend more towards biking rather than car use year round. I know that it's tough to understand that, but it does happen year round for some folks. Not only that, but we do have bike tourism that happens in the city of Plattsburgh, and we're starting to see more bikes pop up as the warmer weather gets as the warmer weather comes. I'm a bicyclist myself. So we have a citywide bike path plan. We have been talking about implementing the 2016 waterfront feasibility study, which focuses on the beach and returning the beach to open recreation space. We're starting to chip away at that work. We have upcoming this week, I'm proposing to the council a $1.5 million investment into a parks renewal project, which looks at five of our main parks and takes a look at how do we renew these parks? How do we redesign them for what people want to use them for? Sports complex, improving our ball fields, improving our park facilities and the equipment. And so those are kind of the chipping away at it. You know, I think the biggest challenge for all of our communities to understand, Supervisor Cashman in the town of Plattsburgh and people here in the city of Plattsburgh, is as much as it is also our responsibility to pave potholes, which we know and we will do every single day. We'll pave potholes. It's also our responsibility to think about what's going to happen in the next 20, 30 years.
Yeah.
And when we talk about these large scale projects, we are talking about the impact that it will have on our community. The attractiveness of our community, the quality of life of our residents, how businesses come and they look at these types of opportunities for not only their business, but their employees and the residents. These things are important to us. And at the same time, when we talk about infrastructure projects and large scale infrastructure projects, the town of Plattsburgh noted, you know, $20 million Cashman, is that?
For water, 24.
Sorry?
Are you talking about our water infrastructure? Yeah, about 24.
And the same thing with the city. You know, we source our water from surface sources, and we're starting to transition that into well sources. But we, you know, when we look at water security, the same thing with the town of Plattsburgh, we want to secure our water for the next 200, 300 years because we know the impact that that's going to have and water security has for our residents. And so when it comes to large scale infrastructure projects and large scale quality of life projects, that's really what our focus is on right now.
That's a great answer. And there's some great sound bites in there, Chris. That was awesome. I have to ask, and I'm sure there will be, there's going to be fireworks this year on the 4th downtown.
Yeah, we are having fireworks both on the 4th of July, as well as the Battle of, I think we're having, for the Battle of Plattsburgh as well.
Okay. When is the Battle of Plattsburgh?
The second week of September, I believe.
Okay. Well, I got to make some plans on my calendar. I got to get up there.
Yeah. Mark, and that's it. You know, again, when we talk about the, you know, Supervisor Cashman and the town of Plattsburgh provides a lot of that economic and infrastructure and the businesses that are growing in the town. And on the flip side of that was we try to provide a lot of those cultural events, Battle of Plattsburgh, 4th of July, Mayor's Cup. We have a number of parks come alive, events that are happening throughout our parks where we'll have live music, food trucks, a beer tent that we're going to, you know, move around. The city of Plattsburgh, we have a community bike ride that's coming up on the 20th. And we try to provide these opportunities for cultural engagement throughout the city of Plattsburgh, which we really like having. And then I think also we have 5 or 6 fishing tournaments that are coming into the city of Plattsburgh this year. Yes. And so when we talk about, you know, folks, where they're going to stay up on Route 3. That's where they're going to stay. They're going to stay in the town of Plattsburgh. And we want them to stay in the town of Plattsburgh. Not that we don't want them to stay in the city, but that's where, you know, that's where a lot of the hotels are. But they're going to come down into the city of Plattsburgh, do their tournaments and post shop and shop downtown. And then at the end of the day, they're going to go uptown and stay at the town of Plattsburgh. And we really like that regional exchange.
Wow. More sound bites. I love it. I love it. I'm looking forward to being there this summer quite a few times. Supervisor Cashman, same kind of question for you. What I know you were talked about, there's a lot of building, a lot of infrastructure improvements and things happening. But what specific events are would the town be involved in this year of 2022 that are coming up?
Sure. So the town of Plattsburgh has taken a unique approach to a number of these types of things. Last year, we launched a really fun and exciting program called Michigan Month. We are the home of the Michigan. We have the highest population of Michigan stands. The Michigan itself, for anyone that may be listening or watching, is a hot dog with a meat sauce on it. I would encourage people to go to the town of Plattsburgh's website for the history. But throughout the month of July, we do this passport program where we get people to go around to the various locations, and we're going to add new elements to each year. One, you could say that we're buried in the culture of it here. So that's one thing. But, you know, I'm hoping by 2023, 2024, that we're going to do a one-day festival of sorts, which we're excited about. There you go. Careful. Yeah. And one of the other exciting projects that we're working on, though, is we really believe in public-private partnerships. You know, partnerships with the city is, you know, obviously you've heard a lot about, but we're working with the Clinton County American Legion Group to create what is called the Battlefield Memorial Gateway, which is on the shorelines of Lake Champlain. It's a piece of property that the town owns. It's a multi-generational space. It's going to be part Veterans Park, but it's also going to be an opportunity for us to better understand the history that dates back to the American Revolution all the way up to the Battle of Plattsburgh to modern day engagements. So we're actively working on that project because the town of Plattsburgh is taking the lead on some initiatives to celebrate the 250th anniversary of our nation. That's going to be in 2026. So, you know, some fun stuff going on in the summer, but we're also, you know, planning long-term as Chris kind of identified, that's what we do best is we do things in small bites, rather than try to put everything on our plate at once.
And I would say that the other thing that we are looking forward to is 2024 in particular, because we are in direct path of a total eclipse of the sun, which is a very unique and very rare event. So we're, you know, as a region, you know, I know that Supervisor Cashman is planning, the city of Plattsburgh is planning. That is something that we are going to capitalize on, and we're going to attract a large amount of people into the region for that event. And we're very excited to work together in planning some events, some shared events, and some unique events to both of our communities.
Wow. Yeah, I did read that. That's an amazing event. That just works out well. You know, this is amazing with you two because, you know, others, towns and cities may work together, but you never hear about it. Yeah, I, at least I don't. Maybe in other circles you might, but the way that the town and the city of Plattsburgh are working together is simply amazing. And that's why I wanted to spotlight it today on this podcast.
I think, you know, our relationship gets a lot of attention in some ways because we have a shared name, but then sometimes misunderstand it because we have a shared name too. You know, a lot of times people will say, oh, how come the town and the city, you know, don't combine? We don't need to combine. You know, we can be independent, but still collaborative and find ways to uplift each other and to lift up the region and stuff like that. Chris has been a great partner. You know, it's funny that we're talking today on a Wednesday. Chris and I hold regular meetings with one another. You know, as a member of the Association of Towns, I talk with my colleagues around the state. And they don't always talk to the folks that are in the adjoining towns or cities and stuff like that. So it's great to have a collaborative partner like us.
And I'd say the same thing. We share the name Plattsburgh, and it's like a marriage. You know, you still have one name, but two individuals and two very unique set of needs and desires and intentions for the path that you're taking. But we do share this name, and we'll continue to share the name. And it's critical for us. As a region and as a community to work together. And that's really what this is about, working separately. You know, we all have our own initiatives, and we always will. But at the end of the day, there's nothing that the city will do that will hurt the town, and nothing the town will do that will hurt the city. Anything that we do really should boost each other up.
That's a great answer. To be respectful of time, do you guys have another maybe 10 minutes? Are you guys good for that? Okay, because I wanted to talk about the impact of what used to be the Plattsburgh Air Force Base. Is that, and I'm going to be ignorant here, Is that is that the city or the town? Both. Okay. Yeah. Okay. My father retired from there in 73, and I know they closed down in 1995. What's going on the base as far as any initiatives in that particular area at this point? Or
yeah, so the flight line is associated with the Plattsburgh International Airport, and that space is in the town of Plattsburgh, and some of the land has also become some hubs for manufacturing and transportation clusters. The old Barracks Golf Course is in the town of Plattsburgh, for example, but some of the area that used to house individual on the base is in the city of Plattsburgh. Right. And I think Chris may have frozen, if I'm being correct. But you know, it's a combination between the town and the city, how it kind of got divided. But the Plattsburgh International Airport continues to mm-hmm. grow and to be a regional success for folks here locally and the businesses. But a lot of our Canadian customers come down and fly out of the Plattsburgh International mm-hmm. Airport.
Chris, can you hear us?
Yeah, I can. When the base closed, yeah, there was a Parks Commission that divided, for better, lack of a better term, divided the base properties up and divvied it up between the town and the city. Okay. Some of it made sense. There was a small area across the railroad tracks that we kind of resolved in the last round of partnership between the town and the city. Clean that up, but what the benefit to the city of Plattsburgh was is the amount of housing that we gained from it, and I think that really has defined the city of Plattsburgh as the more housing hub with the density that we have in terms of housing and residential hub, where the town adopted some of the more industrial space through the county or through the international airport. But yeah, that's kind of how that worked out. And I'll say that with the adoption of that housing came the aged infrastructure that we also have to deal with, both right. the town and the city. We continue to chip away at that.
Great. I love that. We're going to wrap this up, but I want to ask you both a couple of unrelated questions to what we've been talking about. And I think I'll start with Supervisor Cashman on this one. What's your favorite movie of all time? What would it be?
It's probably a B-level movie, and you're probably gonna have to Google it, but it's called The Wizard of Speed and Time. The general premise of this movie is that there's some human stop animation in it, and it's a guy that's doing a movie about making a movie. I won't ruin it too much there, but it's a great movie. When I was going to college initially, I was initially starting in the world of TV broadcasting and production. I pivoted over to marketing and public relations, and then went for a degree in counseling. But it's a great movie. I think you can actually find it on YouTube. I think someone uploaded it on YouTube. But I still have an old VHS tape of it. I've never been able to find it on DVD, so it's totally an old
one. That's awesome. Mayor, what would be your favorite movie?
I would have to say Mary Poppins, the original musical from Disney. And yeah, I love that movie. I could watch that movie. I've watched it thousands of times over.
Wow, that's a great choice. Back to Supervisor Cashman. Now, you talked about time, okay, if you had a time machine like a Doctor Who TARDIS or a DeLorean from Back to the Future, and you could go back in time and talk with somebody or speak with somebody who isn't with us anymore, who you consider to be a mentor or somebody you'd like to just chat with and have coffee, who might that be?
I would really like to reconnect with my grandfather. I was blessed to grow up in a household where my mother's parents lived with us in an in-law apartment. I lost him when I was an undergraduate. And anybody that hears me speak in public, I often invoke what we call Papa-isms, all these pearls of wisdom. And I would just love to be able to reconnect with him and talk about kind of how things turned out many years later. He was one of the most influential individuals in my life. So think
about it. I love it when people don't talk about a Hollywood celebrity and they talk about their relatives. Mayor Rosenquist, same question.
First off, if I did have my choice of time machine, it would be the TARDIS, just to say. It would be my father, actually. I'll wait. There it is. There it's bigger on the inside, by the way.
Hang on. Here we go.
Yeah.
Here you go.
There it is.
There you go.
Oh, nice.
Anyway,
but it would be. Yeah. No worries. It would be my father. And, you know, I didn't, the times that I did have an opportunity to speak with him, I didn't grow up with him. I would just like to just connect with him and say, hey, look, everything worked out well. You know, we live a fantastic life, and I would, you know, certainly love to get to know or have gotten to know him a little bit better outside of the times that we did have conversations. But yeah, that's a very sentimental, and appreciate the question.
I love asking those questions because it brings out, you know, a little bit of personal behind all the official stuff too. And I love the merging of all of that. Supervisor of Plattsburgh, Town of Plattsburgh, Michael Cashman, and the mayor of the city of Plattsburgh, Chris Rosenquist. It has been an awesome time. We've been going over half an hour now. I'd like to formally invite you back for a second interview a few months from now to see how things are progressing with both the city and the town, if you'd like to do that. I'd love to have you.
I'd love to do it.
Be great.
And you're certainly welcome to come up to Plattsburgh for Michigan in the month of
I'll
July.
Be there for sure. Fireworks, Michigan's, and I don't want to name names because it becomes a commercial, but there's a Michigan place on Route 3 near where Wiry used to be, the radio station, if you know which one I'm talking about. And that's a good one. But there's also those ones out on Route 9, out and out going towards Cumberland Head. And I don't go to that fast food restaurant on Cumberland Head, although I do like the view behind it, the one with the M on it. I love sitting there looking at the lake. The lake is just a beautiful place. Anyway, folks, I like to do this when I sign off, live long and prosper, the Star Trek thing. Can either one of you do that? Great. Awesome. Thank you both.
Yeah.
Be sure to subscribe to this podcast and leave us a great review wherever you can do that. You've been listening to The Beau Knows Who Is Changing the World, the podcast that features those that have a passion and a purpose for changing the way things are. We talk entrepreneurship, branding, coaching, any aspect of passion, purpose, mindset, and positivity. Catch you next time.